Okay, good morning. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It's just after 10:20 a.m. So we're starting a little bit late due to a work session that ran late earlier this morning. But this is our work session for case number PU-10-164, MDU Resources Group 230 KV Transmission Line, McIntosh and Dickey Counties. This is Tony Clark, Chair of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. With me are my fellow commissioners, Kevin Kramer and Brian Kalk. We have a number of other people in the audience as well who are sitting in on the work session. At the table with us is Jerry Lean, who's our staff person assigned to work on this case. With that, I'll turn it over to my fellow commissioners for any opening comments they may have.
Yeah, just good morning.
Good morning.
All right. With that, we have a proposed order in front of us. And, Jerry, I don't know if you want to make some introductory comments or just dive right into it.
It is pretty routine, I think.
Seems to me.
And we can go through it however you'd like. I can just go page by page, ask questions, give you a couple minutes to just kind of skim it.
Did Mitch get a chance to go through this, Jerry, before you sent it out to us?
Actually, no. We discussed whether or not we needed him to go through it and come to the working session, and we didn't think that we really needed to.
Well, it's short, you know, it's 30 miles. It's double circuiting some existing line, and over half of it, I guess. It was pretty routine hearing. There are no exclusion areas.
I just always like the attorney goes through it one more time.
The format's good. And, I've only read the first five pages now, but so far it looks good.
If you'd like, I can. I think Mitch saw the draft, the preliminary stuff, kind of. But if you want, I can just ask him to read through it. And
yeah, that's. I mean, I looked through it earlier because when you printed it out, and I didn't have any big questions.
So, first page is all, like I say, pretty routine stuff. Preliminary statement, findings of facts. MDU is who they are, and describe the line. And remember, like I said, we're double circuiting a good part of it. As I'm looking down here, we're constructing a new interconnection substation at Maricourt, and we're adding on to the Ellendale station, but everything that's being added there is all entirely within the fence. And I'm up to page 4 already here. They evaluated a 3-mile-wide corridor. There weren't any exclusion areas in the corridor. And though it was evaluated at 3 miles, when we get to the ordering section, we give them a 120-foot corridor, which is the same thing that we've done in the last few of them.
Right.
They do the corridor and route together. The idea is that we don't need a bigger corridor. There are a couple of avoidance areas. One of them is within the 500 feet, there were 8 residences. And MDU got written waivers from all of those. It does cross through a waterfowl production area that's an avoidance area, but it is on the portion where it's double circuited. And that old line is already in that area, it was there prior to the easement. And Game and Fish then said that they don't have any jurisdiction or anything over the because it was prior to that. And They've got they've been visiting Game and Fish. They got a bird diverters. We had the Historical Society sign off on the initial studies in the substation, in the New Maricourt substation area, but they didn't give a concurrence yet on the rest of the route where the Class 3 survey was done. Class 3 recommended no historic properties affected, and so there's an ordering clause in here that says that they shall obtain SHPO concurrence with that recommendation from the Class 3 study prior to construction. And we added the language in here about the that we've used in the other ones about the call before you dig stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of it.
Okay.
I would plan to have this on the agenda for the 13th.
Yeah, I don't see any reason it can't be. I didn't see any problems with it. Then.
So.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Pretty straightforward.
Are they going to build it before a wind farm gets put up?
Say that again?
Are they going to build it before a wind farm gets put up? Not that it has anything to do with the order. But.
I don't know what's going on with the wind farm. I heard that they're building it anyway.
Oh,
really? That's different than what they said at the.
Yeah, I don't know what's quite up here with it. But MDU's under contract to build this line, and unless they tell them something differently, you can ask Tammy, but my understanding is that they've got deadlines.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Nothing? Nothing? All right. We'll close this work session.
So we used to set transmission lines.
Depends.
30-mile ones.